What happens when women pray? Incredible things happen. You know, a little over 26 years ago, I had a 2-year-old little girl, and I was heavily pregnant with our second, Josh. And you know, as any mum knows, when you're having another baby, especially when you've got one and you're going to two, you love that one so much that you think, God, I'm scared I'm not going to love, anyone know what I'm talking about? I just love this one so much. How am I going to do this? And like any mum knows, love doesn't get cut in half, gets added to. Isn't it amazing? It's like a miracle, isn't it? But I remember that little 2-year-old, she would take a nap, and after a nap, before Josh came along, she would come and sit on my knee, and we would have cuddles. You know how after nap time, they're just kind of a little, you know, dazed and dopey or whatever. You're not dopey, but, you know, just, she's not dopey. But a funny thing happened when Josh arrived. Because when Josh arrived, she would get up from her nap, but instead of sitting on my knee, she just wanted to sit beside me. Because she was learning a very valuable life lesson right there and showing me that her little heart, even though she couldn't verbalize it or talk about it, that she was a little bit upset that the world no longer revolved around her anymore. And she doesn't remember this. But it's a lesson that we all learn and continue to learn, is that life sometimes feels unfair. And that whilst last year or last month or yesterday everything seemed to be great, today a change has happened and a shift has happened, and I've got to address issues of my heart in order to do this life well. And you know, she bounced back, and again, you know, a little while later it was take a nap and come and sit on mum's knee. She also understood that she belonged. No matter what happened or who else arrived, she was part of this. Though it changed a little bit because someone else was getting mum's attention, she still belonged and had just as much love as she did before. You know, we're in this community of women. And just like that little 2-year-old or your little 2-year-olds that walk through those scenarios, we walk them in the adult world, is that life happens. I was up close and personal with someone, and now someone else has come in. Where does that leave me? That this gospel that we talk about is inclusive. If that means it's inclusive, it's never exclusive. And that I have to work really hard, even though today I feel like I don't want to go and sit on Dad's knee, Father God's knee. I want to sit beside, because I'm just a little bit miffed at what life has dished out to me. And can I just tell you, as women of God, can I charge us all to deal with the issues of our heart? When I feel a little like my heart is hurting, what I want to do in the natural is run away. I don't want to face it. It hurts. What do you want to do with pain? Remove it. So I'll do whatever I can to remove it. But this inclusive gospel, Father God says, no, 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 you come closer. Don't remove yourself from me or this community that I've put you in. And so I've got a couple of scriptures I want to read this morning. First one is Psalm 145:4. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. One generation tells of your mighty acts, of who you are, that you were faithful, that when I hurt, you were there wrapping your arms around me. When I faced disappointment, God, you walked me through it. Through the heartache, God, you were on the other side. There were people that you put around me, girls you put around me that spoke into my life. Another scripture, Psalm 68:11. The Lord announces the word and the women who proclaim it are a mighty throng. And so this morning, I'm just going to speak to our, right now, our over 45s. Where are our over 45s? That's it. Awesome. And I just want to say a couple of things to you. Girls, listen to me. We need you strong. We need you strong. Don't grow weary. Don't grow weary. I know for many of us, life can look a little different to what we thought. Some have walked through, you know, hard divorces, bankruptcies, loss, tragedy. But can I encourage you? Stay the course. Stay the course. Stay the course. Whatever you are facing right now, you're in this beautiful room of women who are for you and who are saying to you, we're going to cheer you on. We're right beside you. You don't have to exit stage left. Can I just encourage us, don't be faint-hearted and don't get cynical. You know, the Bible talks about a woman called Sarah. Many of you would know the story in the Old Testament of Abraham and Sarah. She desperately wanted a child. And that baby did not come. So now she's old. And her body can't make a baby. I mean, she's beyond childbearing age. And yet an angel comes and says to her husband, oh, your wife Sarah, she's going to have a baby. And you know what came out of Sarah's mouth? A laugh. And it wasn't like, oh my gosh, it was like, ha, ha, ha. It was the laugh of the cynic that goes, if only. Yeah, right. Not now. Yeah, of course. Of course you're going to come now and tell me that's impossible. And listen, girls, I want to speak that to you because as I get older, that cynical laugh can come out of me too. Where I hear the word of God and go, yeah, right. And I have to pull myself up and go, no, absolutely not. I will believe the promises of God. I will trust Him. My hope is in Him. His hope in my heart is the anchor to my soul. I've got a poem here that was written by, this is, can I get all our over 45s to stand? Can I get you all to stand? Beautiful. Great. Awesome. This was written by a little 16-year-old teenage girl. It's written about 10 years ago. This is what she said. I desperately need you to show me wisdom. I need you to show me what true beauty is, a fierce kind of beauty. I need you to show me that high heels aren't always worth it. I need you to be an example of virtue and to tell me that life isn't always what it seems, that the past doesn't dictate my future. I need you to distinguish what just isn't right, but wise. You can't let me compromise. I need you to champion me into my inheritance. I need you to show me courage through all circumstances. I want you to show me how to smile through my eyes. I need you here to tell me that beauty is timeless, that as you increase in age, you increase in beauty. I need you to make me laugh until my stomach hurts, to keep me smiling at the days to come. I need you to show me how to really eat chocolate. Well, we can do that. I need you to teach me to listen with my heart, and I need you here so you can take my hand and lead me. You have to remind me not just to live, but to live deeply in Christ and to help dress me with strength and dignity. I need you here with me to walk through each day with confidence and boldness, and I desperately need you to show me the value in purity. Never let me live without a relentless pursuit of God. And most of all, the thing I need you to do most, is to live your life with a vigorous purpose, because my life depends on it. That's so true. So true. Listen to me, all of you. We need you strong. There's going to be stuff that hits. I look at a couple of you now and I know your story. I know that you've walked through heartache and pain. But the same God you began serving as a teenager in your 20s is the same God you serve today. And just because life looks a little bit differently, He is still God. He is still trustworthy. He is still full of faith for your life. He is still full of purpose over your life. Don't you think it's all for the younger generation? It isn't. They depend on us. There's chaos been going on in the world. They depend on us to be steadfast, not enter into the crazy, but be steadfast and put our hope and our faith in Jesus. It's our faith. It's our faith. So I'm going to get all the under 45s to jump up and stick, put your hand on our beautiful over 45s. And where's Carly? Gorgeous Carly. All right, now stand with them. That's it. And pray. All our under 45s, I want you praying for these beautiful, beautiful women. And Carly's going to pray. Thanks, sweetheart.
Yes, well, we thank you right now, Father, thank for every beautiful woman standing in this room, Lord.
Yeah.
The over 45s, God, they may thank not know how much the younger generations need them, Father. But, Father God, we are looking to them as a spiritual mom and an example and a role model for our lives, Lord. I thank you that these women will teach us how to serve you better, God, to chase after you, God, wholeheartedly, Jesus. And right now, I rebuke any fear or doubt that may come into their life, God. For all the seasons they walk through, Lord, you are their ultimate source, Father. You are their provider, Jesus. So right now, we declare prosperity, Father. We declare blessing, Jesus. For those who may be hurting right now, God, we declare and speak wholeness to come into these beautiful women's lives, Lord. And may they never doubt the example that they set for the younger generations, Lord. They are our spiritual moms, and they are your daughters.
Yes, God.
So in Jesus' name right now, Father, we lift up all the hearts of the women in here, Lord. And we pray, God, that you would speak a word in season to every single woman who's stepping towards you right now, Father. We thank you, Lord, that nothing, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord. And no matter what may happen in life, Jesus, we can look to you as our ultimate source and our ultimate provider. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Well done, Carls. All right, take your seats. All right, now I'm going to speak to the under 45s. Our under 45s. Give me a wave. Under 45s. Awesome. Look at you all. Under 45s. Beautiful generation of women. You know, people are more unsettled than ever, as you've seen. And I'm going to just speak to you. I'm going to be pretty straightforward. Listen, when we have college students on campus that can't go to school because of an election, that's just atrocious. I'm going to be just straight. It's just not okay. Like Alyssa Lerner's a two-year-old life doesn't dish out the answers we want all the time. And I want to speak to our under 45s. And just tell you, you are beautifully amazing. The sky beyond the sky is the limit to you, but don't let culture creep in. You know, when we have young people that won't stand when the national anthem is played, atrocious, no excuse, inexcusable. We will not be those people. We will stand and give honor to a nation that is amazing, that the rest of the world lives looks to, okay? And really, it's not about an election, it's just attitude. It's just, why am I here on this planet to make a difference? So a couple of things I want to say to our under 45s. I understand it can feel a little bit scary when you see craziness go on. But again, our hope and our faith is in Jesus Christ. He is the answer to all of our prayer. He is the comforter when we don't feel comfort. He is there every step of the way. And so for our younger women, I just want to charge you, put your hope in Jesus and put watch older women as they stay the path. Watch how they do life. I want to say something else. Don't fix your eyes on social media. Don't fix your eyes on social media. Don't live it. Don't let it be a law to your life. Don't do it. Yeah, it's fun and great. But don't be so obsessed with it and don't let it just mess with your head. Don't make this life about me. Remember I said Alyssa, when she was two, life revolved around her. She had to make room for a brother and then another brother. And that's the reality of life. Guess what? We are stronger together, better together. What we can do together. But we live in a world that is going me, 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 my, I. And can I tell you, the gospel of Jesus is a company of women, a company of people, and what they can achieve together. And in it, you find your lane and you soar. But if you are about me, 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 and I want this and I want that and I'm called to do this, you're going to miss the whole point. Because the point of the gospel is that together we would minister love, we would minister truth, we would minister hope, and we would minister faith wherever we go. So we get to come together and do sisters, and we get to come together and do church, and then we leave here and go into our neighborhoods. And then when we get an opportunity to speak to someone and share the gospel, or someone's going through a crisis, we call our sister and say, hey, I've got this going on. Band of us could get together and just share Jesus' love together. And I want to say to our under 45s, don't you ever grow weary. Don't you ever grow weary. Allow the disappointments to grow you, to strengthen you. The things that you walk through will make you a better person. Because 2,000 years ago, a company of people your age met a risen Christ. It took them a little. Last week I was in Israel, and we went to the place where Jesus revealed himself to Thomas. Remember, Thomas was, I don't believe unless I see. But they encountered a risen Christ, and they changed the world. A company of them. And I want to charge, where's all our under 45s? Jump up. First Peter 5 says, keep a firm grip on the faith. Always only Jesus. Can you say that with me? Always only Jesus. Let's say it again. Always only Jesus. So let me encourage you that you can change the world, and that we as older women are cheering you on. Oh, we haven't finished yet. We're still running. We're fueled with purpose for our next 45, 50 years. But I want to encourage you to do the same. Don't be discouraged. Where's Miss Gay? She's going to come up here. Miss Gay is going to come. And all our over 45s, can you place your hand on our under 45s as we charge them and encourage them in their journey? Because I believe what God wants in our hearts is God not on our watch. Not on our watch will we allow the enemy to ravage people's lives, but we will be out there in our neighborhoods witnessing, praying, and changing our world. Thank you, Miss Gay.
Dear Jesus, we come to you today. Thank you, Lord. God, we see these young Thank women, you. God. They have so much in front of them, dear Thank Jesus. You. And I pray that they always see Thank you God. As the answer, God. May they not react Thank to circumstances, but may they respond, God. Respond God. In the words that you give them, the living word that you've given them in the word, God. May they always be energized by everything they face. God, I pray that they see this life they have right now, even though it's busy, even though it's cluttered, even though they don't have a minute to rest, they see it as a gift from you. And you have it under control for them, God. All they have to do is reach up and touch you, God. May they know that there's been a firm foundation laid before them through your word and through others that have gone before. And God, I pray that they take hold of that, never giving up, because you love them with an everlasting love. And we don't need to look to the right or to the left, God. You are the answer. Let them always stay in their lane. May they always know you are right there saying, I've got your back. I've got your back. And Jesus, let them know and have friends that can come around and encourage them. Let them seek help when they need help. May they know the church is the hope of the world, God, never to give it up. May they teach their children in the morning, at the noontime, and at night, your ways, God, your word, God, because that's the thing that will never, ever return void. Dear Jesus, I just pray blessing on them. May they be so thankful for their life right now. They are so blessed. Even if they're going through the fire right now, God, you're in the middle of the fire with them, just like you were with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We know, God, you're there with them. And God, they need to ask us older women, Let them ask, because we've traveled through a few fires, God. You've always been there. We can recollect, and even today, we know that you have always been constant. You are faithful, and you're always there with us. Your ever non-failing, unfailing love stands there saying, you go, girls. You're my daughters. And may we as an older generation say, cheer them on. Maybe they dress different. Maybe they talk different. Let us not get hung up with that. But may we just tell them we're praying for them. We're cheering for them, God, because they are your girls. And God, may we all be in this together. One big group banded together in your name. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Beautiful. Awesome. So good. All right, just stay standing. I'm going to get Jenny Rowan to come up and pray for the United States of America. Jenny killed it last week when she preached, didn't she? Love this girl. She is solid. I mean, she is. You want to sit at someone's feet and learn about Jesus? I mean, I got first dibs right here, okay? Because she is. But Jen, let's pray. Pray for the United States. Let's stretch our hands out, girls.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Lord Jesus, we just come together for our nation, our beautiful nation, home of the free and the brave, Father. But I thank you, Father, that what the enemy has meant to destroy, that you are rising up this nation, Father. I thank you, Lord, that there is going to be unity in diversity, Father. When you look across this nation and you see nations and different tongues and tribes, Father, we are going to come together as one, Father, under your leadership, Father. And I just thank you, Father, that you're going to bring peace and hope, Lord, over this nation, Lord. I do pray for our new president, Donald Trump, Lord. I pray, Father, that he will have a true encounter with you,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus,
yes,
that he will be filled with the Holy Spirit,
you,
Father,
Lord.
That his words will speak wisdom, Father, that he will speak life, Lord. I just pray, Father, for your anointing to come upon him, Father. But Lord Jesus, I thank you for this nation most of all, Father. I thank you that you have called the church, Lord, from the east to the west, from the north to the south, to rise like it never has before, Father, to be a light and a beacon, that people will run to the church because of the love that you have placed on us, that we will go out, Father, that we will love our neighbors, that we will love our community, Father, and that we will change together. Together as this community of women, these sisters, even in this room, Father, we will change this nation for you in Jesus' name. And you promise us, Lord Jesus, if we humble ourselves, if we seek you first, if we repent of our sins, that you will heal our land in Jesus' name.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful, Jen. All right, so wow, time is flying. Okay, if you have sickness in your body, I want you to come and stand along here. Sickness in your body. If you are just suffering from anxiety right now, there is something going on in your world and you are just anxious about it, I want you to come up the front right now also. And if you are worried about a child, young little person or an older person, I want you to come up. I'm going to get our team to sing over us. Just sing over us. And we're just going to worship over you. And I'm going to get Rachel to pray at the end of the song. But some of our pastors and Connect group leaders, I want you to get behind these women and let's just pray for them, okay? Thanks, girls. Okay, Rach, we're praying for kids. We're praying for anxiety. We're praying for healing.
Yeah.
God can do it. Just touch, put your hand on the shoulder of the girl next to you. So I believe God's going to do something beautifully, beautifully wonderful in Jesus' name. Thank you, God.
You know, girls, in Isaiah 53, it says, he was pierced for our transgressions. He was wounded for our iniquities. The punishment that brings us peace was put on his shoulders, and by his stripes we are healed. Whether that be in your body, whether that be in your emotions, whether that be in your mind this morning, we are just going to believe one touch from Jesus can change everything. And so, Father, I thank you that you are healer. God, I thank you, Lord, that you're healed today just as you did 2,000 years ago. And so, Father, I thank you that as we lay hands, God, that, Father, people will be healed this morning, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you, God, that you knit them together in their mother's womb, God, that you know them on the inside out, Jesus. Father, you know, God, we just call bones to come into alignment, Father, tendons and sinews and cells to come into alignment, Lord Jesus. Father, for thinking and emotions, God. Father, for chemical reactions, Lord God. Father, for Jesus. Sugar diabetes, God, that it would be gone, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank Father, I God. Thank you, God. Father, for those women that are having difficulty falling pregnant, Jesus. Thank Father, I pray that you would open up their womb, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you, God, for your goodness, Lord. Father, one touch from you, Lord Jesus. One touch from you, Lord Jesus, can change everything, Jesus. And I thank you right now for healing. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name.
God.
Amen.
And those girls that are worrying about a child, there's a child in your world. Father God, I just pray. Thank you. Holy Spirit of God, I just speak peace into that situation right now. I speak peace into that mama's heart. And Lord, I just thank you. Bring that young person home. Father, may there be answers for that little boy or that little girl. God, thank you that you are a miracle worker, that, Lord, just bring the right people across their path at the right time. We just speak answers and breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, I want to go out of here this morning with a worship song. We don't often do that, so maybe we'll sing the No Longer Slaves at the end. Beautiful Leds, who does our team, they're just phenomenal, you know. But before I do, maybe you're here this morning and you've never encountered Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of your life. Never encountered him personally for yourself. I mean, you might have come to church and sang and done it all, but you've never known what it is to step over the line and say, Jesus, I'm following you. It's 100%, 100%. Maybe you've been raised in church and you've just gone through the motion of it all, but today you're going to go, I'm 100% in. Maybe your heart has grown a little cold. There's been disappointment. Stuff hasn't gone the way you had hoped. You're a little bit miffed at God. You've kind of shut him out. You need to come back home. Like my little two-year-old daughter, you need to get back up on the lap of our Father God. I want to pray for you this morning. Or maybe this is second time you've been here and you've sensed something, but you didn't understand what it was. That was God, sweetheart. That was Jesus himself wanting to make himself so real to you that in the craziness of this life, there is a God in heaven that sees you. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, I wonder if that's you this morning and you would say, Sharon, could you pray for me? I'm not going to get you to come up the front. Well, I can't because there's too many women here. But we just want to pray with you together. And if that's you, just quickly lift your hand up so I know who you are and we can pray for you this morning. Wonderful, sweetheart. I see you. Anyone else here who wants to just lift their hand up and say, yeah, I'm 100% for you today, God. It's been hard. It's been a little while, but God bless you, sweetie pie. I see you. Anyone else want to join these couple of women and just today draw a line in the sand? Jesus, I'm 100% for you. Fantastic. All right, girls, let's pray with these two beautiful women. Say, dear Lord Jesus, thank you that you died for me.
Thank you that you died for me.
And right now,
right now, I
ask that you would forgive my sin.
I ask that you would forgive my sin.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Change me from the inside out.
Change me from the inside out.
That today I walk out of here.
Today I walk out of here.
A Christian.
A Christian.
Christ in me.
Christ in me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 For those two beautiful girls who raised their hands, someone will have seen you, and they'll just have a little chat with you after this morning is finished. Well, why don't we just hang around for a couple of minutes as the team lead us, and then you're dismissed. Grab some invite cards for our sisters' night on December 1st, your cake, tray, tin, whatever they are, plastic things. But let's worship Jesus. Without him, there is no hope. With him, immeasurable hope. In Jesus' name. Thanks, team.